Well, the U.S. Embassy in Yangon, Myanmar, is condemning today's verdict against two Reuters reporters found guilty of violating Myanmar's Official Secrets Act. The judge said that Wallon and Chosau obtained confidential documents while investigating the Rohingya crisis, hundreds of thousands of ethnic Muslims fleeing Myanmar, saying they were targeted by the Myanmar military, which claimed it was fighting insurgents. But the U.N. declared last week Myanmar's generals should be prosecuted for genocide. Stephen Adler is Reuters editor-in-chief. He joins us. And Stephen, this has been tough for a while, but what is your reaction to today's verdict against your reporters?
It's a tremendously disappointing day, a tremendously disappointing verdict. It's terrible for our reporters who have been in prison for almost 9 months. For their families, Wallon's wife just gave birth to a baby girl. Jossa, who has a three-year-old girl, and they've barely been able to see their families. And it's frankly devastating to Reuters journalists everywhere. Reuters journalists work in difficult circumstances, and to see this play out this way is really terrible. And more broadly, it's a tremendous black mark on freedom of speech and does not bode well for freedom of speech in Myanmar or anywhere in the world. We've seen a real pullback on press freedoms a lot of places, and I think this kind of coalesces a lot of the feeling about it, that we're really going backwards on press freedom.
Well, and in this case, these two reporters were trying to investigate what turned out to be wholesale ransacking of different villages, burned to the ground in some cases, terrible stories. But they say that the documents they're accused of obtaining illegally under this, State Secrets Act were planted on them. What more can you tell us about that?
The interesting thing about that is that a police captain, a Myanmar police captain, testified during the trial that he had been instructed to set them up, to plant documents on them, and then to have them arrested afterwards. So he actually testified to that in open court, and there was no evidence to the contrary. One of the people who was supposed to testify to the arrest said he had burned his notes. Another one had written on his hand what he was supposed to say. So no evidence whatsoever came out in court that they had done anything wrong. They were simply reporting. Actually, the specific story they were reporting was the massacre of 10 Rohingya Muslims, including a couple of teenagers, in a village called Indin. And they had obtained photos first of the 10 people kneeling with gunmen over them, and then those very same people in a grave, some of them hacked to death, some of them shot. And we also were able to figure out who some of the people were who did the actual killing, because we had photographs there as well. So Myanmar was clearly trying to stop that story from being run, and they were arrested as they were working on that very story.
Look, they can appeal. Their case could reach Myanmar Supreme Court, but do you have, number one, any confidence in the judicial system there, or any faith in Aung San Suu Kyi, the de facto civilian leader, Nobel Peace Prize winner, who was held under house arrest by the same military that's accused now of genocide? Do you see her maybe stepping out, which, you know, international voices have been calling on her to do that for a while now?
Well, the first thing we know for sure is that due process and the rule of law were not observed in this court case, despite, by the way, enormous public attention. Public attention with diplomats, sometimes up to 80 or 100 people in the courtroom observing, a lot of back channel and a lot of direct diplomatic pressure on Myanmar to do something about this. So we know that none of those things have happened. None of those things had an effect. We believe that the international community can still have an impact post-trial. We think that the government of Myanmar should intervene quickly, urgently, and release them, and we're very much hoping that that happens. I don't want to comment specifically on the role of the president, but I do want to say that the country has been on a road to democracy. It's declared itself on a road to democracy, and one of the key tenets of democracy is due process and a free press. So what's at stake here is Myanmar serious about that? Do they want to become essentially part of the community of nations that abide by rule of law? They have an opportunity now to do that. They can at this point intervene and release them, and we certainly hope that that's what happens.
Stephen Adler, Reuters editor-in-chief. Two of their reporters found guilty today of violating Myanmar's State Secrets Act. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you so much, Robin.